Topeka, Liberal, Hayes, just a few places where the ACLU, which helped get that proof of citizenship requirement overturned, is offering sessions on voting rights. Field Director Ellen Glover says Kansans don't need to dig up citizenship papers anymore, but do need to show ID at the polls. For those who can't make it to the polls,
think about voting before Election Day. In Kansas, there's two options. You can request an absentee ballot and vote in advance by mail. And then in a bunch of counties throughout Kansas, there's in-person voting that is allowed up to 20 days before the primaries.
Kansans convicted of misdemeanors or who finished their sentences for felonies also can vote. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.